This recording, Syria 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a distressed district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama Kama, which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, I was born in Syria. I was born in Saudi Arabia, but my original country is Syria. The city is Riyadh. It's the capital of Saudi Arabia. I studied there, spent my life until I was 18, and then I moved here to US to study. My major is business administration accounting. I am a junior. In Syria, it's the same language as Arabic, but like every Arabic country has a different accent. I can speak and understand both accents since I live there and I'm from Syria. Like home, with my family, I speak Syrian, but outside with my friends, if they are Syrian, I speak Syrian. If they are Saudis, I speak Saudis. Yeah, I know some other accents, but I can't speak it, like Egyptian or Moroccan. They're all Arabic, but they use different accents. Okay, I will say my favorite sport is soccer. In Syrian accent, we say أكتر شي بحب الكورة. And Saudi's accent, أحب ألعب الكورة كثير.